Now, tens of thousands of people will be hoping for a sizzler of a different kind in Croke Park this weekend as we reach the business end of the Gaelic football season. Two All-Ireland semi-finals this weekend. Tomorrow, Kerry and Tyrone compete for a place in the All-Ireland final. On Sunday, it's Meath and Donegal. And in the Tailteann Cup, Kildare and Limerick do battle tomorrow. We spoke with our Gaelic Games correspondent, Marty Morrissey, about the hurling last weekend. That turned out to be a thriller. And he's back to talk about the football. Marty, the hurling, as we say, thrilled everyone last weekend. But it's also been a great year for the football championship too, helped along by those rule changes.
It's been a wonderful year for Gaelic football, because I think we were all falling out of love with Gaelic football, because even in my own job doing the commentaries, we kept talking about recycling, that we're trying to extend our vocabulary. Now it's back to the games that we fell in love with high fielding, great scores, great goals, wonderful skill, as we saw in the All-Ireland quarterfinals. It's been all through the championship. It's been a wonderful championship. And the Football Review Committee, led by Jim Gavin, have really done a great job. And they've been able to tweak, just a little tweak along the way, but solo and go has worked. And the two pointers meant people are shooting from out the field, but it's the high fielding in the middle of the field. When in the days of Jack O'Shea or Larry Tompkins or the late Brian Mullins, we fell in love with all these players because of the high fielding. Before that, the great Mick O'Connell. So now we're back to that, and that's what we're seeing. And it's been a wonderful championship where we're left with four teams over the weekend.
That's right. No Dublin, no Armagh, Meath are back. So who do you see making the headlines then this weekend?
Well, I think Meath have been the headline act because when you mention the Tailteann Cup, which is a very prestigious competition, it's on tomorrow between Kildare and Limerick. But when you look at Meath won the Tailteann Cup in 2023, and look where they are tomorrow. Instead of playing the Tailteann Cup tomorrow, they're playing an All-Ireland semi-final on Sunday. So Meath, I think, in terms of football, have been, I think whether you're from Meath or not, it's been a great season for them to come back into the championship and be back in the big time. But the headlines, we look at the championship, Kerry against Tyrone, anything could happen. The last time we had Kerry Donegal in the All-Ireland final, it was 2014. Kerry Meath All-Ireland final was way back in 1970. Well, an All-Ulster final, we've had them before, but not between Donegal and Tyrone. That hasn't happened, and Tyrone and Meath haven't happened. And you know, the permutations, there are obviously four, and really anything could happen. I think the pundits and the favourites will say, surely be to God, it has to be Kerry and Donegal. Kerry, the 15 minutes when they scored 14 points in that All-Ireland quarterfinal against Armagh. And Armagh were a team that I fancied, the reigning All-Ireland champions. I thought they had a depth of talent. But Kerry was champagne football, exhibition stuff. Can they produce it again? But their nemesis over the years has been Tyrone. And Tyrone beat Donegal and Ballybuffet, Justin. And I know they weren't over-impressive, because I think Dublin were poor as well, to be honest, in that quarterfinal. But Tyrone, they just seem to know how to really put it up to Kerry. So that game will be interesting. Yeah. Well, everybody will fancy Donegal against Meath, but I'll say this to the people of Donegal. Meath have beaten Dublin, Kerry, Cork, Galway along the way. And each game has been more and more impressive. So their CV, if you were looking at the CV, Meath's CV has equally been impressive. It's intriguing. And we've had great hurling championships. The game between Tip and Kilkenny was wonderful. The Munster hurling final was historic when Cork scored the winning penalties. And the first time Munster final went to penalties. And I've no doubt that this weekend will also give us plenty of talking points and great football and a wonderful All-Ireland football final pairing in 2 weeks' time.
It's just over too soon, Marty. That's the problem, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And I suppose I've been saying it for some time, and I don't want to jump on the hobby horse. Oh, look, I'm a traditionalist. I'm old-fashioned. I'd be in favour of September All-Ireland finals.
Yeah.
But at this age, I can see the value of it. And even if we just extend it just a couple of weeks
I know.
It on the second or third Sunday in August, I think everybody would be happy.
A debate we could have in August, maybe. But Marty, thank you very much for talking to us today. It's Marty Morrissey, our Gaelic Games correspondent.